You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he welcomes France's decision to return its ambassador to Australia. France has confirmed it is redeploying its representative with the intention of redefining future relations. It follows a relationship breakdown over a submarine contract. Paris says it has completely reviewed bilateral relations with Australia because the submarine deal was part of a broader strategy. Prime Minister Morrison says the relationship is bigger than the cancelled submarine contract and dismissed suggestions that Australia needed to rebuild its relationship with France.
So I welcome the fact that the ambassador will be returning to Australia. I think that's a good thing, and I think that was always going to happen after the consultations that were had, and look forward to taking the relationship forward. It's not a matter, frankly, of what additional things we're putting on our cooperation. We already have cooperation. See, the Australia-France relationship is bigger than a contract. And France's presence and significance and influence in the Indo-Pacific isn't about a contract.
Last month, Australia ditched its $90 billion contract with France. It was an action that French officials described as a stab in the back. France recalled its ambassadors from Washington and Canberra after Australia dropped the contract with majority French state-owned Naval Group to build 12 conventional diesel-electric submarines. Under an alliance that includes Britain and the United States, Australia will instead acquire a fleet of 8 nuclear-powered submarines built with US technology. Mr. Morrison says the time has come to move on and be friends again.
We have other defence contracts with France. We have about $32 billion worth of contracts with French, not just French, but European contractors. So France already has a significant and long-standing role and future here, and we welcome that. So it's a matter of basically picking up on all the things we were working on and continuing on with them, because they're very significant, they're wide-ranging, they're very much in our interests and France's interests, and we look forward to just getting on with that job.
French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian provided the update while speaking to a parliamentary committee, announcing that Ambassador Jean-Pierre Thibault would return to Canberra to redefine the terms of the relationship and defend French interests.
J'ai désormais demandé.
I have now asked our ambassador to return to Canberra to contribute to redefine the terms of our relations with Australia in the future and firmly defend our interests in the concrete implementation of Australia's decision to end the programme of future submarines.
It is not yet clear how much the termination of the contract signed in 2016 will cost Australia. Mr. Morrison confirmed French President Emmanuel Macron still has not answered calls and says he hopes the pair can speak soon. Defence Minister Peter Dutton also backed the French ambassador's return to Australia, saying it's an important step in repairing fractured diplomatic relations. United States President Joe Biden spoke with Emmanuel Macron last month. Since then, the US has been in diplomatic overdrive, trying to repair the damage. The country's top diplomat, Antony Blinken, met President Macron and his counterpart in Paris this week.
The conversations we've had just in the last 24 hours were very positive, very productive, and reflect a lot of important work that's in progress, work that was tasked by President Biden and President Macron to, as I say, deepen consultations, deepen cooperation, deepen coordination across a range of issues that make a real difference for citizens of France and citizens of the United States.
France is still seething, though, with the French foreign minister saying the diplomatic crisis is not yet resolved just because dialogue has been renewed. Australia's trade minister, Dan Tehan, who's also in France, had his requests for a meeting knocked back. Negotiations on a free trade deal between Australia and the European Union have been postponed until November. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.